going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Juan Soto was asked about it, and he said the same thing. Umpire to make a call. Now, I was very curious, and we have the audio of this from Juan. What he said about, hey, what will you do the next time? Because that's a great question. I always say that to my wife. Kill me all you want for what I just did. What about next time? Let me make sure I don't make the same mistake twice. Say, here's what Juan Soto said about what he'll do next time if this happens.
We just got to look like we mess it up. We just got to learn from it. Next time, I mean, I don't know. We probably make decisions on our own. Because I was trying to make sure he caught it or they make the right call, and he just took forever to do it.
So basically what Juan Soto said is, I'm just going to make the decision on my own.
Right.
I can't trust these loser umpires.
Which is what Sean is saying he should have done this time.
Well, he's going to do it next time, now that he got picked off.
Right, of course. Make the decision on his own. Don't wait for the umpire.
But if you make the decision on your own and the umpire made the opposite decision, it leads to another kind of disaster.
Right.
Either way, it leads to a disaster.
But at least it's not a double play.
Right. But what's worse? Like, in essence, a double play is the worst possible scenario. But if that ball actually bounced off the fence and he went back to first base and was thrown out at second, in a lot of our minds, that would be worse.
Right.
Because you wasted a ball bouncing off of the fence.
Right. A long single that you got out on.
And what really sucks is Juan Soto had 4 plate appearances yesterday. He had a home run. He had the rip base hit to start the 9th inning. He drew a walk, and he lined out. He couldn't have had a better, more locked-in day at the plate. Pete Alonso kind of did the same thing. He ripped the ball in the 3rd inning and then dumbly tries to go to 2nd, and he's thrown out. Rips a base hit in the 6th inning, and then in the 9th inning hits a ball that I thought was Milwaukee all over again. So it was just horrific luck. It was just bad luck. That's why some of it is complaining about performances and decisions, but some of it is just, damn, that's bad luck.
Right.
Hit the ball a million miles per hour, you would think good results would occur. Let's go to Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. If you'll indulge me, I'd like to just expand on the under Boone June swoon a little bit here. So one of the things about this consecutive inning streak of not scoring a run that's more significant than it looks like, the last time they had this stretch, to your point, Evan, was back in 2016. That was an offense that didn't make the playoffs for the New York Yankees.
Right.
And that's a small group, a small population, I understand that. But, Tiki, to your point, you said, hey, I don't know how these guys can't score runs, right, or how they'll go the rest of the season not scoring runs. Think about where those runs have come from for the first half of the season so far. Trent Grisham was hitting out of his skull for April and May, right? Putting up numbers that there was no way that he'd be able to continue with, Ben Rice, same kind of thing, right? Like, you know, doubling his career OPS and doubling his career batting average. These aren't things that they can maintain over the course of a regular season. So the question then becomes, hey, these guys are coming back to earth. They're probably not going to replicate those numbers. Where's the offense coming from outside of Judge? Judge is coming back to earth. Stanton's back and hitting at least early on, but we know that Stanton usually takes some time to adjust. I'm not saying that's going to be the case now, but it begs the question, for the rest of the season, who's stepping up?
Right.
And if nobody can step up outside of who's there now, who are they going to get?
Well, Gabe, you make a great point because there's no one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Prove it. Right, Ben Reith isn't. We know who Trent Grisham actually is. I guess Goldie is the proven commodity here.
Unless you think age is going to get to him in the second half of the year, but he is a borderline Hall of Fame player.
Right.
So the idea he would reproduce his numbers in the second half is not crazy.
Right. Volpe is not. We know who he is. Really good fielder, great fielder, Gold Glover, but we know he's going to be a 240, 250 hitter for most of his career. I guess Jazz Chisholm would be the one that you would look to, but I feel like he's battling injuries and he's playing hurt. For the last couple of weeks, even after coming back from that oblique injury that he had earlier in the season. So he's compromised. Yeah, I mean, to an extent, you're right, Gabe. There's not a ton of, I know this guy is going to do X throughout the course of an entire season for the Yankees. And so then it falls back to what we've been saying. This is Aaron Judge's team to lift, but he can't always do it by himself. And especially when there's no one around him protecting him, it gets easier to pitch away from him.
So before this stretch began, where they haven't scored a run in 29 straight innings, the Yankees were leading the league in runs per game, mm-hmm. about 5.3 runs per game, which is ahead of their pace from a year ago.
Right.
They didn't score that many runs last year. I agree with Gabe's point. I actually made this point to Sean when we were having those arguments about who's better, that I think the offense would regress. So I agree overall that the offense will regress from the first 70 games. What I don't agree with is that this will happen. Mm-hmm. They haven't scored a run in 29 innings. Like, there's a difference between regressing a little bit and becoming dreadful. The Yankee offense shouldn't become dreadful. They shouldn't score 5.3 runs per game.
No.
But should they still score 5 runs per game? Or 4.9 runs per game? Yes. And I'll tell you where the production should come from despite the regression of Ben Rice and Trent Grisham. I think Jazz Chisholm is what he is. I think he has a chance to become a star, but if you look at his numbers this season in the 42 games he's played, it basically replicates his career.
Right.
Like, it's not a high average. It's a similar OPS. Like, his OPS this year is 782, and his career at 760. So it's pretty much the same.
Right.
I think Cody Bellinger is pretty much who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think Goldschmidt, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Age could wear him down, but he is Goldie. It needs to come from Jason Dominguez. It needs to come from Giancarlo Stanton, who's now healthy and he's off to a wonderful start. And the third guy I'd mention is, of course, the mystery guy. And that's the guy they need to acquire before the trade deadline. So to answer his question on, okay, if these guys are going backwards, which most of us would agree on, where does the production come from? Jason Dominguez has a better second half than first half, which I feel fairly confident about. He's a young player.
Mm-hmm.
Giancarlo Stanton is playing. That's a positive. And then this is the key. Who's Brian Cashman going to add? Because You can go through baseball history of just the last 5 years. You need to add somebody. Remember Tommy Edman? Remember that pain in the ass?
Yeah.
Won the NLCS MVP? Mm-hmm. Killed the Mets? Yep. Tommy Edman was a July trade acquisition.
So was Jazz last year.
So right. was Jazz, except you didn't win the World Series. And Jazz didn't win the LCS MVP. Right. I'm talking about someone that actually made like this major, major impact the way Tommy Edman did.
The midseason acquisition was Giancarlo Stanton coming back from a hamstring injury.
Yeah, sure. But this team.
I thought Jazz did. I didn't want to put up Jazz. I thought he had to line up.
I'm not trying to knock him. It's a fine trade. I'm just saying, do the Dodgers beat the Mets or even get to the World Series if they don't trade for Tommy Edman?
I mean, they might have done it a different way.
Maybe. Okay, I'll add to that. There's another guy they acquired at the trade deadline. His name is Jack Flaherty.
Yeah.
And considering the Dodgers only threw three starting pitchers in the postseason,
that's a good one.
I'll ask that one again. If the Dodgers don't trade for Jack Flaherty and Jazz Chisholm, do they win the World Series last year? I think we could confidently say no.
That's a better one.
Okay.
But that was a 6-0-1 deadline deal, too.
I understand. But that's the point. Like, where are they going to get the offense from to at least come close to matching what they've done in the first half? My answer is Dominguez, Stanton, and a mystery guy. Is that a fair answer?
Fair answer. Not going to get it from Stanton tonight. He's already out of the lineup 3 games in. And Ben Rice will start his first game at catcher for the New York Yankees.
How about that?
Huh. Yes.
Ooh, a little Ben Rice catching game.
We could reset this, but real quickly, Grisham is back to leading off for the Yankees tonight. Judge, Bellinger, Goldie, Chisholm, Rice, Volpe, Dominguez, Peraza is the Yankee lineup tonight.
The reason why you can't get nuts about Stanton not playing is you know this.
Yeah.
Like, there are things I like to call...
He wasn't going
to
play every day.
Of course not. Let's call them the Stanton rules. Well, harken back to the Jabba rules back in the day. There are some stant rules that we have to follow. Rule number one is don't criticize how hard he runs. You can't. he's built like glass right now. We can't have him running crazily and tearing an ACL or pulling a hamstring. So rule number one in the Stanton rules, don't criticize his running. Rule number two is you're going to have to pinch run for him late in games.
Right.
See rule one. And don't bitch like we saw the other night where his spot in the order comes up because you pinch ran for him 2 innings earlier. That's rule number two.
Yep.
And rule number three on the Stanton rules, and of course, if you'd like to add any more rules, certainly let me know, is don't complain when he doesn't play 3 games in a row,
right?
Which is tonight.
And so tonight, just if you're keeping score, no Stanton, no Wells, no LeMahieu, but they are facing Kakawentz, who is the worst ERA in American League.
They should score runs tonight.
Yeah. Now I'm looking down. I don't know if that's his name.
Who are they facing?
I'm going to read this again.
Hopefully they don't shorten his last name as a nickname.
Jack Kochanowicz.
What? You want me to tell you how to pronounce it?
Save me, Evan.
Kochanowicz.
He can't spell it that way.
Much better.
Kochanowicz. It's spelled K-O-C-H.
K-O-C-H, and he's going Cohone and not cock?
Well, I haven't even finished the word.
K-O-C-H is Koch, right?
Is it Cojones?
Oh, Koch would make more sense.
Yes.
What did you just say, by the way?
You can't call it Cajon and not cock when it's spelled C-O-C-H.
Yeah. K-O-C-H.
I guarantee you that's not how it's originally. This changed because of how people were phonetically saying it.
Oh, you think his dad changed it? Or his grandpa changed it?
Absolutely.
K-O-C-H-A-N-O-W-I-C-Z. Jack Kochanowicz.
Well, hopefully by tonight we forget his name and the Yankees smash him.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.